Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. A high wind watch begins at 6 a.m. tomorrow morning and continues until 6 a.m. Wednesday morning. Daytime highs approaching 59 today under cloudy skies. Winds out of the south 10 to 20 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight. Slight chance for showers. Lows dip down to about 35. A dusting of snow tomorrow night. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently 45.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. Garden City's beloved Tumbleweed Festival is hitting pause this year. J.P. Bizet has more.
The Tumbleweed Festival, a staple in Garden City for over 30 years, will not take place this year as organizers shift focus to long-term sustainability. The volunteer-run event has relied on donations, sponsorships, and ticket sales, but now seeks strategic partnerships. Organizers plan to collaborate with the Finney County Fair to keep live music alive in the region. They emphasized community input and stronger partnerships as the key to the festival's future.
Waukenie police nabbed a suspect on Saturday who'd been wanted in Wisconsin in connection with the double homicide. Waukenie police said on social media the suspect ran a stop sign and was pulled over. When officers ran the tag, it came back as a stolen vehicle from Wisconsin. The juvenile suspect was arrested without incident and is being held in a juvenile detention center. He'll be extradited back to Wisconsin this week. And coming up Sunday, March 9th, the time change will spring forward 1 hour, the beginning of daylight saving time. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Feeling the aches and pains of everyday life slowing you down? Introducing Blue Emu, America's number one emu oil formula for pain relief. In a recent clinical trial, 91% of users saw improvement after using Blue Emu. Whether you're working hard, playing harder, or just staying active, Blue Emu penetrates deep to relieve joint and muscle pain fast. And best of all, you won't stink. Join the 91% who felt the difference. Find Blue Emu at your local retailer or online. Blue Emu works fast and you won't stink.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because feeling full can sound like this.
How did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
And like this.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project!
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations!
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Kansas State University has been identified by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration's Center for Veterinary Medicine as one of four animal and veterinary innovation centers that will receive funding for work for advancing regulatory science and further developing innovative products and approaches to better support animal health and veterinary interventions. While there are three areas of concentration for the innovation centers, K-State Center was identified for its efforts to develop models that reliably and consistently evaluate the efficacy of analgesics in food animals in support of new food drug approvals, and this work specifically supports pain relief in pigs, goats, and cattle for painful disease or surgical pain. Mike Apley, the professor of clinical pharmacology and interim head of the Department of Anatomy and Physiology, is one of the principal investigators and project leaders at K-State, and he's joined by Eduardo Bertoluzia, the assistant professor of animal welfare, and Hans Cotizzi, the K-State's interim vice president of research, and is a collaborator due to his expertise in animal welfare and pain relief studies. Apley said this grant was a true team effort to prepare, relying on the expertise of the animal welfare team, which Dr. Cotizzi has been instrumental assembling, and it consists of 9 studies at Kansas State University and 2 studies at North Carolina State University over 5 years of the cooperative agreement. The specific objective of this proposal is to develop models which reliably and consistently evaluate the efficacy of analgesics in food animals in support of new drug approvals. The FDA's Innovation Center partnerships were chosen through a competitive cooperative agreement process to address critical animal, human, or environmental health needs in one or more priority areas, and the funding is renewable up to 4 years, pending suitable progress and availability of funds. More information is available at the FDA's website, fda.gov. Three special meetings are scheduled across Kansas to discuss night vision coyote hunting in the Sunflower State. And the meetings, which are being sponsored by the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks, will take place from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. on March 10th at the El Dorado State Park Shooting Facility, from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. on March 24th at Sportsman's Acres in Junction City, and from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. on March 25th at Brief Space in Hays. And according to the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks, the meetings are designed to gather feedback on the night vision coyote hunting season. Attendees will be able to share their thoughts with Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks officials at the meeting, and the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks will then use the information to assess season dates. John Beckman, the Assistant Director of the Wildlife Division at the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks, stated that coyotes are classified as a non-game species in Kansas, but they are regulated and managed like a fur bearer species. And they range throughout Kansas in both rural and urban landscapes, with approximately 30,000 people hunting coyotes each year. The night vision coyote hunting season, introduced in 2021, runs annually from January 1st through March 31st. And during the season, hunters may use artificial light, night vision, and thermal imaging equipment to hunt coyotes with a $2.50 night vision equipment permit and the appropriate hunting license. In addition to the night vision season, Kansas maintains a year-round coyote hunting and fur harvesting season with no limit on the number of coyotes that can be taken. Christopher Kennedy, the acting Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks Secretary, said they have not proposed any changes to the coyote night vision season, though they have heard from many members of the public with varying opinions, so they schedule these meetings to ensure they are listening and considering the views of all Kansans. The night vision coyote season will also be discussed at upcoming Kansas Wildlife and Parks Commission meetings, including the next meeting on March 27th at the Topeka and Shawnee County Library. Members of the public are welcome to attend and voice their opinions during the meetings to public comment sessions, and those unable to attend a meeting can provide input by filling out the Contact All Commissioners form at ksoutdoors.com/commission. For more information on coyote hunting in Kansas, you can visit ksoutdoors.com/hunting/coyote. The National Weather Service has announced that a statewide tornado drill is scheduled for Wednesday, March 5th at 10 a.m. Central Time, and residents are strongly encouraged to participate by practicing their tornado safety procedures and seeking appropriate shelter. The drill, which is designed to increase public preparedness for severe weather, will be broadcast over NOAA All Hazards Weather Radio and select local television and radio stations, and additionally, local officials may activate warning sirens in their respective jurisdictions. The National Weather Service urges all residents in Kansas to take this drill seriously and to use it as a valuable learning experience. In Nebraska news, on Friday, the Nebraska Economic Forecasting Board voted to add $100 million to the current fiscal year revenue projections, and the board also voted to increase projected revenue by $5 million, 25 to 26, and by $60 million in 2026 and 2027, as together the state of Nebraska can account for an additional $165 million as it tries to balance the budget. In a press release, Governor Jim Pillen said this extra money can be used for critical investments in education and property tax relief. He said the forecasting board delivered good news, as this is a sign of Nebraska's strong and resilient economy. Governor Pillen added that there is still work to be done to ensure they are delivering the fiscally conservative budget that Nebraskans expect and deserve. The Lincoln Police Department is investigating a burglary at South Lincoln Vape Shop. Just after 5:30 a.m. on Friday, the Lincoln Police Department officers responded to Cure CBD and Vape near Pioneers Boulevard and Nebraska Parkway on an alarm, and when police arrived, they found one of the windows had been broken out, causing $500 in damage. There was a trail of items leaving the store and along the outside of the building, where officers reported that the burglar hopped over a fence. The Lincoln Police Department said the thief was a man in his 20s wearing a ski mask, backward hat, jeans, and a large backpack. And anyone with information is asked to call Lincoln Police or Nebraska Crime Stoppers at 402-475-3600. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
U.S. Senators Jerry Moran of Kansas, Chuck Grassley of Iowa, and Roger Marshall of Kansas introduced legislation to combat the high cost of prescription drugs and provide greater transparency of pharmacy benefit managers, or PBMs. The Pharmacy Benefit Manager PBM Transparency Act would ban deceptive and unfair pricing schemes, prohibit arbitrary clawbacks of payments made to pharmacies, and require PBMs to report to the Federal Trade Commission on how much money they make through spread pricing and pharmacy fees. Senator Moran said PBMs have engaged in deceptive and unfair drug pricing practices for years without proper oversight, driving up the cost of prescription drugs and hurting Kansas pharmacies. PBM should be prohibited from unfairly manipulating costs, and this legislation would provide more transparency through reporting requirements to the FTC to help level the playing field for pharmacies. The senators were joined by 9 other senators in introducing this legislation. Just before 9 a.m. on Saturday in Thomas County, the Kansas Highway Patrol reported that a 2015 Ford F-250 driven by 51-year-old Leonardo Gonzalez of Wheat Ridge, Colorado, and a 2011 Ford Ranger driven by 69-year-old Jane Nutting of Waukini were westbound on Interstate 70 just west of the Oakley exit. Both of the vehicles were in the driving lane when the F-250 was approaching the Ford Ranger and moved into the passing lane. The driver, the Ford Ranger, attempted to make an illegal U-turn, according to the Kansas Highway Patrol, and the F-250 struck the Ford Ranger with both vehicles, then coming to a rest in the median. Nutting was pronounced dead at the scene and was transported to Ballman Mortuary, and EMS transported Gonzalez to the hospital in Oakley. He was not wearing a seatbelt, according to the Kansas Highway Patrol. A Northwest Kansas man died in an accident just after 4 a.m. on Saturday in Cheyenne County. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported that a 2014 Ford F-150 driven by 28-year-old Lane Hoffman of St. Francis was westbound on U.S. 36 just west of County Road 16 when the pickup crossed the center line and collided with an eastbound 1997 Peterbilt semi driven by 61-year-old James Hutchinson of Ralston, Oklahoma. EMS transported Hoffman to a hospital in Denver where he was pronounced deceased. Hutchinson was not injured, and according to the Kansas Highway Patrol, Hoffman was not wearing a seatbelt. Recently, the Norton County Hospital reported on social media that they've received reports of scam calls targeting community members claiming to be from the Norton County Hospital, and the caller may ask for your Medicare number. However, the public is urged to not share that information. For your safety, they will never ask for your Medicare details over the phone. If verification is needed, they will ask you to bring the information in person, or if you are homebound, they will provide a secure email address ending in ntcohosp.com. Community members are asked to please note that the Norton County Hospital has access to the state Medicare directory, so they rarely need to request verification. Please share this alert with friends, family, and neighbors so many people as possible are informed and protected. Do not share your Medicare number with anyone over the phone, and stay alert and protect your personal information. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having baked ham, scalloped potatoes, baby carrots, pineapple chunks, whole wheat roll, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be pepperoni pockets or ham and cheese roll-ups with fruit and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be hamburger, bun, potatoes, vegetable, fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be cloudy with a high near 59 and a south wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. For tonight, there's a slight chance of showers between 9 p.m. and 10 p.m. Otherwise, it'll be partly cloudy with a low around 35 and a southeast wind at 10 to 15 miles per hour with a chance of precipitation tonight of 20%. On Tuesday, rain showers are likely before 3 p.m., then rain and snow showers are likely. There'll be increasing clouds with a high near 48, and it should be windy on Tuesday with a north wind of 10 to 20 miles per hour, increasing to 25 to 35 miles per hour, and the winds could gust as high as 55 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation Wednesday is 70%, with little or no snow accumulation expected. On Tuesday night, there's a 20% chance of snow before midnight. Otherwise, it'll be cloudy during the early evening, then gradually clearing with a low around 22 and windy Tuesday night with wind gusts as high as 55 miles per hour. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Wednesday it should be sunny with a high near 46 and breezy with wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. On Thursday it should be mostly cloudy with a high near 52. On Friday, there's a chance of snow showers before 10 a.m., then a chance of rain and snow showers between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m., and a chance of rain showers after 11 a.m. Otherwise, it should be partly sunny with a high near 45 on Friday. On Saturday, it should be sunny with a high near 54, and on Sunday, sunny with a high near 65. Currently, with overcast skies, it is 45 degrees. The humidity is 93%. The wind speed is south at 12 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.68. The dew point is 43 degrees, and the current wind chill is 39 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 818. It's time for Kansas Sports. That's being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
United Northwest Federal Credit Union is excited to announce that it will host their 76th annual meeting in person at the St. Francis of Assisi Parish Hall in Norton, Kansas on March 24, 2025, beginning at 5:30 p.m. Supper and prizes will be provided for those in attendance. Reservations can be made by calling 785-877-5191 by March 18, 2025.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Kansas State men's basketball knocked off Colorado 65-56 yesterday from the Octagon of Doom in Manhattan. Leading the way for K-State was David Gasson with 21 points. He had 8 rebounds, 11 points for Brandon Hawson, and 10 points for Doug McDaniel, 7 assists. Buddy Rich played in the game. He scored 6 points and had 4 rebounds. K-State led for a good portion of this one, outscoring Colorado 33-22 in the first half before Colorado had one bucket more, 34-32 in the second half. As a team, K-State shot the ball 34.4% from the field compared to Colorado's 39.3%. KU was 7 of 21 from beyond the arc, while Colorado was just 4 of 23. Also, K-State had a pretty good day at the charity stripe, going 16 of 19, while CU was 8 of 14. K-State's now 14 and 15 on the season, and they travel east to take on Cincinnati Wednesday at 6 p.m. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
When challenging conditions arise, we don't back down. We up our game. Outpacing the competition with innovations fueled by Bayer's R&D, keeping you equipped with an expanded portfolio, elite genetics, and additional local test plots. Channel leads the field, so you can rise above. See how you can save at channel.com/finance24. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
How is your drive to school?
Let me tell you.
I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then, someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.